In the afternoon, low 80s, 60s all spots in the morning Monday. Sunny skies mostly on Monday. Temperatures go to a high of lower 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
And good afternoon. It's a great Friday. The weather's beautiful. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernecker right here on WGSO. And today, my guest today is going to be Vicki Mabile. She's a naturopathic doctor. And Vicki is originally from Metairie and currently resides in Houston, Texas. She's a nurse practitioner and a naturopathic doctor who owns the Integrative Health Clinic located in Kingwood, Texas. The primary focus is proactive wellness approach. And for over 10 years, Vicki's been assisting her patients to optimal health through bioidentical hormone therapy and using a holistic approach towards wellness to enhance the patient's quality of life for the rest of their years. She's also an ordained minister, which puts a nice little spiritual aspect to healing people. And actually, she was one of the first nurse practitioners to graduate from Loyola University in 2000. And before that, she was involved in labor and delivery and GYN care. And she's had many positions, but now she runs her own integrative health clinic. And I want to bring Vicki on. Vicki, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How are you? I have to doing give well. Full disclosure. Vicki and I went to Chappelle High School together. And look where you went. You're doing great. I love that you're in this same arena that I have such a high interest in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was glad we connected. It was just yesterday we went to high school, right?
That's right. That's what it feels like, doesn't it? You know what? I'd like to start first the show with maybe someone doesn't know what naturopathic doctor means. Maybe we could start with that and just explain what is a naturopathic doctor?
Well, I think for me, I went to school in addition to the nurse practitioner. I didn't go back for a doctor and nurse practitioner. I went to that because when I was thinking about what am I going to do with this clinic that's going to be different, God said, we're going to go back to that way of doing care.
Yes.
So that's why it's integrative. But a naturopathic looks more into it. It's almost a functional medicine approach that I have. So I look at what's going on with you individually and then develop a plan of care for you. So that might be, let's look at your diet. Let's look at supplements you take. Let's look at your sleep patterns, hydration. But in all of that, we look at the whole body. It's a holistic approach.
I love that because you're not 5 minutes with your patients, right?
No, I allow an hour, 30 minutes to an hour with each patient.
That's fantastic because we know the normal thing when you go to medical doctors, it's in and out, in and out,
right.
In and out. And they really don't have, they don't take the time to find out what's all these underlying causes possibly.
No, and if you listen to somebody, they will tell you what's wrong with them. All you have to do is listen and ask a few questions, and then you can better help them see a better way to get towards health. Because, you know, the 75-year-old who comes in here is not the same as the mother with two sets of 2-year-old twins or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You have to individualize it. Are you working, not working? Is your husband home? Does he travel? What's your support system like? And then you develop a plan for them to get to more of a proactive health style instead of being run over by their life.
I think that's what a lot of people are doing. They're being run over by their life. You had mentioned something to me before we came on the air about balancing your life, and that's what you probably try to find out. Like you said, you have to have your family time, your husband time, your girlfriend time, all the all the different segments of your life, and it takes a lot.
Right. I think that balance is so important. And even like if you have more than one child, individual child time and then your family time. But it's important for you to spend time by yourself and get to know yourself. So when I talk to women, when they go through that season where they're no longer have the nest full, you know, they're empty nesters and they just look at themselves in the mirror and they don't know who they are, what they like, what their name was, what a hobby yes. would be, because they haven't integrated that before. You know, same as when people retire, you know, I think we're way behind in planning retirement. We just look at an age and go, we stop. No, just change, pivot what you're doing, but continue to be productive, because that's what's important, having a quality of life.
That's
you know,
right.
open yourself up to depression, anxiety, boredom, lethargy, all those things.
Right. I think a lot of people, when they have children, and then they're so used to living that life with their children, then children leave, they're like, what? Then they're
right.
Yeah, they're like, what am I doing? So they need to keep their own interest as well.
Right. And most of the moms that I talk to in here, they sound like Uber drivers. You know, they leave work and it's like driving these kids all over. And then they fall into the kitchen at 8 o'clock, whip something up, fall into bed, do it all over again. So there has to be that balance.
Yeah, we need to find that balance. And in functional medicine and integrative medicine that you do, you try to do the natural healing, correct?
Right. Correct. So we talk about different foods that are for different body systems. And, you know, just like your car, you know, you're not going to just get in your car, fill it with gas and go. You check other things like the oil, the tires, et cetera. You know, every organ should have a month that you dedicate to, like, nourishing that. Or you can kind of sprinkle it throughout the year. But if you're having your liver issues, say, for instance, well, then let's do things that make the liver talk nice to us, because it's a big detoxifier and it turns over all your cells in 90 days. If I take a Tylenol, it goes through there. If I take an alcohol, it goes through there. They also say the emotion of anger is stored in the liver.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you reminded
it's interesting.
Me.
Yes. Yes. And then right underneath that is the gallbladder. You know, that old saying, that just galls me. You know, the bitterness root. Right,
because it's right next to the liver.
Yes, friends, you know.
That's a good thing for people to know, that anger is held in the liver. Because... Mm-hmm. The liver is so important that if our liver's not functioning well, then we could have all these other symptoms that people think something else is wrong with them.
Exactly. You know, and I think, you know, the liver, the beauty about that is it's the only organ that can regenerate itself.
That's right. That's right.
And then, you know, the other emotions, people feel like fear is related to the kidneys or the bladder, and then your lungs are associated with grief. It's not that anybody has to die, but it can be grief over the loss of a dream, or I'm so anxious because of this situation. I'm grieving that I'm going through this. You know, when people say, I feel like I'm smothering, I can't come up for air.
Oh, I'm overwhelmed and I'm smothering?
Yes, yes.
And that could be just from the emotion of grief, a loss of something, not necessarily a person.
Exactly. It might be a situation, or I didn't go to the college that I wanted, or I didn't marry the guy that I wanted, or position I wanted at work. You know, all those over time can be a grief thing. And then, you know, low back pain. Are you carrying burdens that are not yours?
Oh.
Because, you know, it's easy to read people after a while. I asked the lady one time, she said, I said, how was your sleep? And she goes, well, as long as the nightlight is there, I sleep well. And I said, can I ask you a personal question? She said, of course. And I said, were you molested as a child? And she said, yes. How did you know that?
Oh.
And I said, well, most of that happens in the dark. And as a kid, you're thinking, if I had just seen that coming, I would have hid.
Wow.
So
boy,
that
Vicki,
emotion,
that's huge.
Yeah, buries deep inside, you know, and so that little child emotion is running around in there because it never got out to talk to anybody, because, you know, back when and even now, nobody talked about those things. So they're threatened, you know, things.
Right. That's fairly interesting. Okay. So when you said low back pain is grievances,
low back pain burdens, like you're carrying other people's burdens that you shouldn't, like you're doing too much for other people, enabling them, or like, I feel like I should be the good person and da, da, da. So are you really helping them or enabling them? Is it, I always say, is this your circus? Is this your monkey? Is it their monkey?
Yeah. Okay. Well, get the monkey off my back because we're going to take a commercial.
All right.
We're going to go for a little break, and we are speaking with Vicki Mobile, naturopathic doctor. She's my guest today, and we're going to come right back after these commercials.
Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
Hi there, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
After the storm is over, if you think you have wind damage or missing roofing, siding, and gutters, call VinylTech. They have a AAA rating with the BBB, so you know they can be trusted. VinylTech has been serving the New Orleans Metro for over 20 years. They are the local exterior specialist.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of VinylTech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at VinylTech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
And we're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernecker. And my guest today is Vicki Mobile. And Vicki is a nurse practitioner and naturopathic doctor. She owns a clinic called the Integrative Health Clinic. She's originally from Metairie, Louisiana, and she's now located in Houston. But she does work with patients online and over the phone, I guess, Vicki?
Telemedicine. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Vicki assists her patients with the holistic approach towards wellness, incorporating bioidentical hormone therapy, all kinds of things that you're into.
Yes.
And we might want to touch on that because I know there's a lot of, that's a lot, a big part of your business, correct?
Correct.
Women and men with bioidentical hormone therapy. Let's talk about that a little bit.
The major three hormones, the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and then also the thyroid, all of that is interconnected. So the body is all together holding hands inside. So one thing always affects the other. And the progesterone is usually the first one that comes up. Isn't that in women goes down from age 35 to 40. And I always say we acclimate as women because we look at ourselves in the mirror every day, you know, and we go, yeah, you're the thing. But then we wake up one day and we're 40 and everybody goes, oh, that's what happens when you're 40. That's what happens when you're 40. Well, then if you join the I'm Miserable 40 Club, you feel like you're normal. But we accept things that we don't have to.
Right. You're so right. I've had that conversation with people. Oh, well, that's what happens when you're 50. And I'm like, it doesn't have to.
No, no. So it's a lot of health, I think, is between your ears when you make up your mind to do something about it, because this is the one earth suit that you're going to have for the rest of the time. So I can't go and exchange it like a car, so I might as well take care of what I have. And the progesterone itself is responsible for your mood, your energy, libido. And when I mean that, it's not just sex drive, it's the drive to do anything. It's responsible for getting good 8 hours of sleep, which helps us detoxify and also lose weight when we get good 8 hours of sleep. It builds bone. It's the number one painkiller in the body. Helps me not retain fluid. It's also my GABA receptors. Now, the other good thing is it burns fat for fuel. So if I'm going to burn something, let's not burn muscle. Let's burn fat.
That's right.
And then, you know, as women go into menopause, I always say the hormone is like a relay race, and it hands the baton off to all these functions in the body. And then we pause, we go through menopause, and the baton gets laid down, and everybody on the other side that has to do these things, they're going, is she coming back? Should we pick it up? You know, should we take it anyway? And so we go through hot flashes, and if we feel like we have no hot flashes, we're golden. But if I tell you what estrogen really helps, you would probably fight me for it. So it's not just that absence, but it's cardioprotective. It prevents plaque buildup. It's also brain protective, so it increases your...
You're talking about estrogen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And your neurotransmitters, your memory, your mood. It improves your sleep. It prevents osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And then it also restores your connective tissues, health, so your skin, your joints, and protects your bladder. So if you think about all these prolapses that people have, or dryness in the vaginal area, all that is related to estrogen deficiency.
Wow. That's a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It affects a lot of things. Yes. How about protecting your brain is like number one on that one.
Yeah, and if you think about it, most of the time the standards we go by is if you're over 65, you know, it's like National Geographic, we write you off, which... is not really what we should do, you know. Not the National Geographic writes you up. They talk about, you know, if there's a herd, who gets caught? The young ones and then the older ones. They, you know, that's
right.
Who is, like, not important. And in the healthcare system, to a certain extent, I feel like older people, well, you know, you are this age. No.
I can't stand when they say that.
No, not every 90-year-old is 90.
That's right. I know a few of those that are out there playing tennis and running, and, you know, just because you're 90, it doesn't mean that for everyone.
No, no, not at all. And then, you know, even ourselves as women, if I say testosterone, you're going to think men, but women need a little testosterone, men need a little estrogen. And I always tell people, like,
I always say, just a touch.
Just a touch. Because I don't want to shave my face, and he doesn't want to go to Soma, okay? So that's the deal with that. But, you know, if testosterone is my energy, stamina, focus, libido again, and I can get toned, that's why if I had a male friend that was working out same as I was, eating the same diet and everything, he's going to get ripped in 6 weeks, okay?
Right.
When I quit waving, my arm might quit waving if I have, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for, tone, you know, but he's going to be ripped. But that's
right.
Just the nature of the beast, so to speak, because they have more testosterone.
And now, I think women over a certain age, they don't realize how a little bit of that can help them so much.
Yes, yes. And what's funny is you still have to take that lab value and look at the woman that you're looking at.
That's right.
Is she the one that plays tennis 5 days a week, or is she the one that raises the remote control 5 days a week? You know, and I'm not saying that to be, I'm just giving you the A to Z moment there. But if an age defines how high my testosterone can be, that is a guide. So So not everybody, like you throw 100 people in a room and they draw their blood and they give them a range. Well, the lower range, people are ready to fall off the cliff. The higher range, you know, is that, can we hit the middle at least or go higher, depending on what we're looking at.
Right.
But you want optimal levels for that person. And every person's metabolism is different. Genetic makeup is different. So I always say you have a voice. The paper doesn't govern the home visit. You have a voice because you're inside your body and I don't go home with you. So tell me how your life is on this dose.
Right. And so how do we find out what they would need in estrogen, progesterone, testosterone? How do we find that out?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, insurance bound, so they like blood tests, which is fine as long as you stay consistent with that. Some people do a Dutch test. You can do that as well. For cortisol, even with the stress hormone, you come into that, you can have a cortisol saliva test. You can do a blood test for cortisol, but it has to be done before 9 a.m. And what I call that is a Kodak moment. You know, that tells me right what you started with. It doesn't tell me why you're crashing at 12 noon. Whereas if you did a saliva test, you give a saliva specimen 6 times throughout the day. So I get to see what's happening.
Yes, I've done that. That's so much more accurate that you do a saliva test, and then a few hours later you do it again, and a few hours later you do it every 4 hours. And then you because our hormones don't stay the same all day.
No, no. They always vacillate, just like they did when we were having Mother Nature visit us every month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, I tell people all the time, you don't know how bad you feel until you feel better. And then you realize, I was not feeling great.
Yeah, you don't realize how bad you are. That, I like that because that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think as we age, people think, oh, that's just aging. But you don't have to feel bad.
No. You got to eat right, and what you invest in is basically what you get in 10 years, you know? Mm-hmm. And there is,
So you would do a blood test or a saliva test or what was the other one you mentioned?
Blood or saliva or that Dutch test.
And what is that?
That'll do your hormones. It's a little more expensive. Of course, it's not covered by insurance or whatever, but it defines the pathways of hormones.
Yeah.
And it has to be ordered by a physician.
Right.
But I read earlier today, it says we either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same.
Yes.
Which I thought had a lot of wisdom in that.
So how does these hormones affect our brain?
So if we're talking about estrogen being brain protective and, you know, memory protective, and sleep is essential, 8 hours of sleep. I don't care if you say you get by on 5, you still have to play the Grim Reaper at the end. You're going to shorten your life.
Yes. I tell you what, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about how hormones affect our brain health. And we're talking with Vicki Mabile, who is a naturopathic doctor. She owns Integrative Health Clinic, and we'll be right back.
Might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Tune in to Chew on This Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, fellow Patriots. I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go
to Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Tico Fox. The deadline to file your federal taxes is Monday, and Alexandria CPA Kurt Ostricker has some tax tips. Taxpayers looking to reduce their tax burden when they file, Ostricker suggests making a significant contribution to your 401k plan or Roth IRA.
That is where the best deduction, that's an above-the-line deduction. That just reduces the taxable amount in your W-2, and it helps you save for your future. So I really urge people to look at taking advantage of those tax-deferred plans or a Roth IRA.
After delays with processing financial aid awards, the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance anticipates students can make changes if needed to their applications next week. LASFA spokesperson Ebony Holmes.
Because next week is FAFSA Week of Action, we are actually going to be doing a virtual FAFSA marathon from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We will be doing those virtual office hours.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
St. Louis brought the world gooey butter cake. Now Bluebell brings us gooey butter cake ice cream. A cake batter ice cream with a luscious cream cheese swirl and gooey butter cake pieces. Mmm, it's the gateway to the best in pints and half gallons.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery & James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery & James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz, airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. Join me as I talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, the newest pet products, celebrity pet gossip, breaking news, and more. Our expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about our unique program, our guest, and me, your host, listen to the show on WGSO 990, the community voice of the Crescent City.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ryan Richardson every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New Orleans, let's have a conversation.
We're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniger right here on WGSO. And my guest today is Vicki Mobile, naturopathic doctor. And we're discussing, right at this moment, we were going into a bioidentical hormones. We're discussing the different hormones. Is Vicki there? I think she's on the other line here. Okay. Vicki, I see you're on number four. Okay, we lost Vicki, and we're discussing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and she's a naturopathic doctor. Can you try? It looks like we have somebody on hold. Okay, so can we go to commercial?
We're having some technical difficulties here.
Should we take a quick commercial?
So, Vicki, if you can, please call back. This is Susan's producer, 504-556-9696. Thanks.
Okay, so while we're trying to get Vicki, I'll tell you a little bit about her. I'm going to let you give her a call. Okay, we're trying to get Vicki back. We're having a little technical problem. All righty, what is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? That's what she's going to talk about when we get her back on. Hormones are part of an important part of our body's system, message system. It sends messages to us. The chemicals send signals really to almost every part of your body. They control things like our mood, our growth. It affects our bones. Our body hair, even. Bioidentical hormones are designed so that your body uses them in the same way it does your own hormones. They can be very helpful for people who suffer from hormonal imbalance, and or they might even who might not even make hormones naturally themselves. Let's see. Are we getting Vicki back? Okay, we're getting close. Technical difficulties. All righty. Let's try that again. Hi, Vicki, are you there? I wonder what's going on with that.
WGSO.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking about... Maybe we can dial her back. So I was talking about bioidentical hormones. They are chemicals that are made by your endocrine glands. And the glands release hormones into your bloodstream to be carried to the appropriate body parts. Hormones control quite a bit of functions in our body. Vicki was talking about earlier. Metabolism, your reproduction, your growth, sexual function. And if your hormones are out of balance, it's really difficult for us to function properly. Sometimes we blame it on other things. Is Vicki there?
I'm here now.
Oh, okay. I was giving him a little background on bioidentical hormones while you were gone.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And so tell us, how does that work? Bioidentical being hormones that mimic our own.
Right. So the body knows what to do with it, as opposed to synthetic. You know, and most of the studies that have been done on hormones that say they increase, whatever, are done on synthetic hormones. They're not done on bioidentical hormones.
And there's a big difference, and a lot of people don't know about that, the difference.
Right.
You don't really want to be doing synthetic, do you?
No. And a lot of it is just estrogen. You know, they don't give you testosterone or progesterone as far as, I think of progesterone as your own. Progestin is 10, you know, fake metal, whatever. It's how you automatically think about it in your head. But the body, once it gets those hormones, it goes right back up to like, oh, let's pick up that baton and go. Let's go do the functions that we were doing before.
So you'll feel a whole lot better.
Yes.
It's like becoming a new person again.
Yes. Just the sleep alone. You know, I tell people, I said, basically, when we have 8 hours of sleep, those little anthills don't look like mountain ranges in the morning. You know, you look at things totally different on 8 hours of decent sleep.
So let me see how this goes. Like if someone comes to you and they're mm-hmm. imbalanced, so you do testing to find out where they're at on these hormones.
Yeah, well, I usually do a full panel of labs on the first visit because mm-hmm. I want to know what the thyroid is doing, because I can give you hormones, but if you're, you know, your thyroid regulates your metabolism and the processing of any medication that you're going to take. So it's like I liken a low thyroid to being in the 65-mile-an-hour zone going 50 miles an hour. You're on the right interstate. You're going to get there, but not when I'm going to get there.
Right.
So optimally functioning thyroid will go 65 miles an hour. I know I can push it to 68. Nobody's going to pull me over, okay? So I liken it to that. And I said, so if my foot is on the pedal, then I'm moving forward and I'm metabolizing them in a timely manner. So if I take my progesterone 30 minutes before I go to sleep, you know, then I go to sleep and I'm relaxed when I get to sleep. I'm not like bumping into walls like on regular sleep medication. My body is downshifting. So I don't want to like vacuum the whole house, go jump in bed and expect to go to sleep. That's not going to happen. But the progesterone, because it's your GABA receptors, it relaxes your body. It's time to go to sleep. Perfect. And then you create an environment for good sleep and you wake up and you're rested. Wake up refreshed. Whereas,
as opposed to waking up exhausted.
Right. From getting up to go to the bathroom, to getting up, I can't sleep, I'm tossing and turning. And I think that, especially people 60 and over, they're not, I find that they are not listened to as much as they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
A prescription is easier than, a prescription is a prescription. I still have to call in a prescription for progesterone as I would if I was going to call in a prescription for Ambien, which I don't necessarily do.
Right.
But because of those hormones, if we can get them back into their proper working order, then our body functions much better.
And then all kinds of other things are functioning better.
Yes. So then I have enough energy to get up and go exercise. I hydrate. I'm starting to feel better. I exercise, then I eat better. Because after I exercise, I don't want to go sabotage myself and eat a pizza.
Well, that's true. When you don't exercise, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I notice even myself when you're working out or you're exercising, you tend to eat better. Just because mm-hmm. I think it has to do with you put in the effort. Now you don't want to blow it.
Right. I don't want to break even. That's not what I don't want. Occupational therapy. I want to try to do something ahead of time. You know.
Right.
And just even like HIIT workouts increase blood flow to every part of the body. So you're talking about your eyes, your brain, you know, your heart, kidneys. You want everything is perfused so much better. Is my heart rate going up? Am I breathing heavy? Yes. But I call it sweat equity. You know, in the South, you know, us women, we like to perspire. Well, if you're working out, you're going to sweat. And your heart rate is going to go up.
Sweat equity in real estate, we use that term.
Exactly. So if I say you exercise and you tell me you walk the dog, I go, okay, that's an activity. Unless you're walking a 6-month Labrador retriever, right? Because they will pull you face down on the sidewalk. You have to walk that. But the exercise, because I'm busy between my ears in the office, okay, I sit in one chair, go to the other. I need something a little more intense when I get off of work. And I always tell people, sign up for classes. Because when I go, I don't want to figure out how to work out. I'm going to mimic that little chick on the stage, and whatever she does, I'll do it.
Right.
I'm not going to argue with her. I'll adapt if she gets a little crazy, but because I have to use wisdom on certain maneuvers. But at the same time, if my heart rate goes up, I can tell you I did a HIIT exercise, and my vision improved from the time I left to on the way home. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
I was like getting fuzzy on one side, and I go, what is going on? And then I kept going, I can see everything crisp, clear.
Because you got oxygen to your brain.
Yes. Pumped like a crazy man. Or come to the office after that and work 6 hours straight like a laser beam, you know?
Right. Let me ask you. So when you do hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical, is that mm-hmm. in pill forms or creams or what?
So progesterone can be in a pill form capsule. And then estrogen is always, if they don't want you to do it orally because it'll be through the liver. And we're trying to get things off the liver. It's overtaxed. So that's usually a cream. Testosterone is a cream. For men, it can be what they call a troche. It's a little waxy lozenge that you put between your cheek and gum, and it's immediate release. They usually take it twice a day.
Okay.
The progesterone covered all that.
I'll tell you what. We're going to go to a break again, and and this time, don't go away.
No. I don't know
okay.
where to
win. I got it. So you're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker, and my guest is Vicki Mobile, naturopathic doctor. And when we come back, if you'd like to ask her a question, it's...
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, welcomes everyone to enjoy 4 days of music from over 300 acts on 21 stages. A new culinary stage and food from over 60 culinary vendors on April 11th through April 14th. For more information, you can visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. New Orleans.
And you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM or WGSO.com.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000.
Hey, fellow patriots, I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker and my guest, Vicki Mobile, who's a naturopathic doctor. And we're discussing bioidentical hormones. If we can squeeze in a question and you'd like to ask, it's 504-556-9696, 504-556-9696. And Vicki, when we went to break, we were discussing the different forms of how bioidentical hormones are used or taken.
Right.
So with progesterone, it's usually a pill form, but it could be cream too, couldn't it?
It could. Mm-hmm. I usually do a capsule or a troche. So a capsule is sustained release. A troche is a smaller dose, but it's immediate release. So for those people that have trouble going to sleep, you know, that their mind races, we do the troche and a smaller progesterone dose for immediate release, and then that sustained release capsule takes over. And that is a game changer.
Wow. That's really going to sleep.
Yeah, very deep. And then, of course, you detox properly and you lose weight if you do that 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then your estrogen is usually a cream.
Yeah.
I always do my estrogen at night, and I explain it to my patients, like, it's sustained release. But I would imagine that most of it is sustained release initially. So I don't want to wake up with a hot flash. If it happens during the day because I don't have enough estrogen on board or forgot, whatever, I know where the thermostat is. So I would take my estrogen at night.
That's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. And the creams, do you put them on a particular spot on your body?
Yes. Usually they'll put them on the outer thigh, so your outer right thigh, and then rotate inner right thigh, inner left thigh, outer left thigh.
That's easy.
It's just keep rotating them. And some of the creams can be combined. But you can combine the estrogen and the testosterone, and you would take that in the morning. Because remember, your testosterone is energy, stamina, and focus. Well, I don't need that at night. I need that in the morning.
Right.
But I prefer to split my creams. So I would say testosterone and thyroid in the morning, like TNT. I need dynamite to get up. You know, I want to look like dynamite when I get up. and then at night, I do PE, you know, progesterone and estrogen. So try to keep it simple and give people acronyms to remember.
Right. And also, let's say they get on a program and they feel like there's a little bit too much of something. You could, the great thing is you can always tweak it, right?
Yes. So the fact that it's one thing, like, I don't insert the pellets because I feel personally if I wouldn't use it, I'm not going to offer it to somebody that once they get it. It's a basically, I describe it as a runaway train for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
It takes 3 months to get out of your body. And depending on your metabolism, some people still have, women have testosterone of 190 at the end of a pellet cycle.
Oh, wow.
And if you're not getting checked, they just keep, you know, some check every 3 months.
So, like, you get stuck with it. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. You know,
those
and it
are
isn't,
pellets?
It isn't pellets. So I personally am not crazy about it. A lot of people would use them and feel wonderful about it. I like something that I can do every day.
And you can control it every day.
Yes. And it's a steady release. So it's not this, it's like when you take B12 shots, you get a surge and then come down. That's why you have to take another one. But if you put B12 on your tongue every morning, it's a steady state.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. And you do this both for men and women. Because, like, men have the problem, too. So they don't probably want to admit it, but.
No, they're not as many. That, but usually the women come in first, and then they get their husband to come in. Because they
you know,
my
I've
wife
seen
is feeling
that.
Better.
I've seen that. When the wives improve, and then the men go, well, wait a minute.
I got to catch up.
I got to catch up. Before, we have a few more minutes, but I just wanted to put out there that your phone number, your clinic number, if anybody mm-hmm. wants to know it, what is that?
It's 281-713-0939.
And that is the Integrative Health Clinic located in Texas. But you have patients all over the country. So you can, it doesn't matter where they live. And she is from Metairie, and she comes here sometimes to visit.
I
just saw her not too long ago.
Yes.
And I understand that you're a busy little bee.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a busy girl. I like what you do, and I think we need more people doing this, you know.
Yes. Because I'm not discounting medicine altogether. Obviously,
no.
We need surgery at the time, but you know, if there's a way to start to see if this will help, then that's the way we should go first, I believe.
I just think too, it also affects so much with the weight loss, because like I have a friend and she always says, oh, it's because my metabolism is slow. Well, wait a minute, it's not slow for 30 years, you know.
Right.
So why don't you try something else or try to see how you can increase your metabolism?
Well, exactly. And, you know, people will tell me I don't have time to exercise, and I get it. But pick three spots during the week that you commit to yourself as a gift to yourself that you get to exercise. You don't have to exercise. You get to exercise.
That's right.
And while you're brushing your teeth, you can do 25 squats. You're not doing anything with your legs. You're brushing your teeth with one hand. Hold on to the lavatory. Do 25 squats. That's 50 squats a day.
That's right.
We got legs out of the way.
Or hold on to the door frame.
Yes.
And something. And do squats. Yeah, you can do it. Or just go walking.
Yes. Or if you're going to watch TV, then do weights during the commercials. It's kind of your way of going, okay, up next, you know, another set.
Right.
Just like light weights. I'm talking like upper body. Because that's where we need our strength and we get more mature, I call it. So if we happen to trip, that's your first thing to reflex out is your arms. And if they're puny, you're not going to catch yourself as nicely as you
well,
could.
You know, while we're talking about, we don't have much time, but the people who are taking Ozempic for weight loss, they don't realize that it's deteriorating their muscle tissue.
Yes, yes, very important.
They think they're losing weight and they're losing muscle.
That's part of that. Your stomach doesn't empty as quickly. People are having problems with constipation, and you can get into a leaky gut. Am I absorbing enough? Am I eating enough? And, you know, if you need that, that's an individual decision. But at the same time, make the lifestyle changes while you're on it. Don't think that that's going to do everything for you.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be the whole picture because when they get off, something will change. It'll go back to what it was, whereas it's better to get a consistent, even balance. I think if they just balance their hormones, they're going to lose weight.
That is very important. And, of course, when I feel better, I talk nicer to myself, you know. And then I go to exercise. And when I start seeing results, if I'm going to really exercise, then I want to continue on that. Even 5 pounds, losing 5 pounds is an incentive for me. I'm like, this is working.
Right.
I'm
going to
keep going. You know.
And two, and strength. I always am concerned with strength as you age.
Mm-hmm.
To keep your muscles strong is very important for people who go to fall. You know, if you're if your arms are strong and you go to fall, you can catch yourself.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you miss that, then you crack that hip really well. And if you don't have any little fat pads or muscles, you don't bounce either.
That's right.
You know.
Right.
So working out with weights and getting that cardio, all of that is important. It's imperative to stay active.
And you know something, years ago I used to, I created a program for the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and I worked these people out sitting in a chair, and I got their heart rate up, they were sweating, they were working their arms, they were working their legs. So you can do it. You don't have to, you know, be a marathon runner.
No, and that the exercise helps so much. There was even an Alzheimer's program that's an in-clinic, and they, of course, regulate their sleep time, their diet, hydration, all that good stuff. This is the difference. They did 30 minutes of HIIT exercises 5 days a week.
Oh, that's good. Listen, I want to give your number out if anybody's interested in getting with Vicki and maybe do some hormone therapy. I might be calling you. And her clinic number is 281-713-0939, 281-713-0939. And also, if you missed part of the show, just go back to my podcast on WGSO.com and go to the Health Connections podcast from today. And Vicki, it was great having you.
I'm here. It's good
talking to you. You just, you know what you're doing, girl.
Thank you.
Long way since high school.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right. It was great having you. You've been listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernecker. And see you on the other side.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, returns April 11th through April 14th. Gather with friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter for the free four-day fest with the largest display of Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world. Download the official French Quarter Fest app and start planning your fest experience today.